Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in our next guest and my co-host here, the first Monday of most months. She's going to actually be filling in for me on December 3rd, and that is Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group. Hello, Kel. How you doing?
Well, hi, Jack. You know no one can actually fill in for you.
Listen to this. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about what has happened at Sparrow Hospital. And we saw you this week talking about the situation. We also saw Bob Colt on the opposite side of this issue. But is all's well that ends well here? Do we have a solution or at least a tentative agreement?
It certainly appears that we do, Jack. Dennis Swan, the CEO and president of Sparrow, met with John Caribbean, the president of the Michigan Nurses Association, yesterday afternoon. It appeared that they were making progress. They brought their, they both brought their negotiating teams to the table. And by about, 7:30, 8 o'clock last night, I think both Bob and I were aware that we were going to be working on a joint news release together. And that's always a good sign.
Yeah, I guess that's different from what we'd seen earlier in the week, certainly. But in terms of what this means to the patients of Sparrow Hospital, we can talk about the nurses, we can talk about management, but I am interested right now in quality of care, and what does this agreement mean?
Well, first of all, quality of care was never compromised, even had the nurses gone on strike this coming Monday morning as they'd originally intended. Quality of care would never have been compromised, but it was certainly going to be an expensive investment to get ready to bring nurses in from around the country. Now, one of the aspects of the tentative contract, and I think this is what you're getting at, Jack, has to do with staff-to-patient ratios.
Right.
And I don't have the specifics. In fact, those have not been shared with me or I believe anyone else that at this point really is Michigan Nurses Association's opportunity and responsibility to share with their individual members first, then we'll share it with the media and the rest of the audience. But the issue of nurse-to-patient ratios had always been something that was of mutual concern, both from the Sparrow side and the nursing side.
Mm-hmm.
One of the aspects of that, as I understand it, that was a sticking point was the flexibility that the hospital might have in terms of whether or not if the patient population was low. For example, on a, I don't know, a 20-bed unit, you only had 10 patients in that 20-bed unit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues was whether or not Sparrow would have the flexibility to manage staffing levels somewhat. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know how that got addressed in the ultimate agreement, Jack. I just happen to know it was one of the issues. And what I think is really important in all of this is to remember that it's pretty easy to talk about this issue at the macro level, where you're talking about a collective bargaining unit, the Michigan Nurses Association, et cetera. But we all also recognize that really we were talking about each and every one of 2,100 individual associates who work every day at Sparrow, and their delivery of care, their passion for their patients, and their commitment to care never wavered during this entire discussion, and we are deeply grateful and appreciative to them for that.
Well, that is the good news, and it sounds as if there were three areas of dispute. There's a modest increase in wages. There are some changes in health benefits and retirement programs, and some increases in nurse staffing levels. Certainly, they have at least a tentative agreement with that. Kelly, we appreciate your insight on this and all your help. And we look forward to the same kind of care that people are come to expect at Sparrow Hospital.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Okay. Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group,